You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of Black Bulls, Queens of Spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
What's up? What's up, everybody? It is your man, Doc Chocolate, here. And I am low calories, and all the ladies say they love the fact that I don't add calories to their diet. And I taste sweet and all that, but I don't give you diabetes, so that's good. And I'm acting a little bit goofy and ornery just because it's late at night as we record this. And I have two very, very lovely human beings that I'm going to introduce here in a moment. But two beautiful human beings, go ahead and say hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Oh my God, that just sounded like... Do that again.
Hello.
Okay, I'm missing the other person.
Oh, I thought you were just talking to her because everyone always wants her to talk again.
I will say that she is much, much sexier than you, but I mean, yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, so like that was a very, very professional hello. It's like, because you had the baritone voice and then she had the sexy sultry voice, and you guys are like a kick-ass like combination. You guys should really do phone sex, but like we'll talk about that here in a moment. So you are now in another Bulls and Queens experience. So Doc Chocolate here again. Of course, you know me. Please make sure you go to bullsandqueens.com, and there you can see all the good stuff and shit that I am up into. And some of the things that I am up into is probably your wife's vagina and mothers, daughters, adult daughters, and even some beautiful grandmothers out there. And you can see some of the extracurricular activities that I have with these beautiful, lovely ladies on my OnlyFans. And the link is at my site. It may be OnlyFans. It may be my own custom website, but it just depends. Just go to the link and watch my little swinger adventures on video that I have on there. And also, make sure you download my free gift to you, which is an ebook. It is The Bulls, the Queens, and the Cucks Survival Guide to the Lifestyle. So it's going to help you navigate through this journey that we call lifestyle and avoid pitfalls and landmines that many new people encounter on their pathway into the lifestyle. And then last but not least, if you are visiting Vegas and you want a hot wife training day from yours truly, please make sure that you hit that contact form that is on my website as well. What is a hot wife training day? I'm glad that you asked. It is where I treat your wife, and you can watch if you're male or even join in. And I tantalize her from the top of her head down to the soles of her feet and everywhere in between. But check out more details about that on bullsandqueens.com. So without further ado, let me introduce these two sexy voiced people. Actually, you introduce yourselves because I don't have a proper bio for you. So,
okay, well, I appreciate that. And I just want to say, you know, to the naughty adventures that you can provide for the folks visiting Vegas, all I'm going to say is, oh, yeah.
It is not because he... It's not because he was serviced by me. he has just seen the effects.
Oh, I have. I mean, because we are friends with many, many of the same people.
Yes.
And many of those female people have experienced the dark chocolate massage. And I mean, not going to lie, it kind of makes me want a dark chocolate massage. I mean, minus the dick and everything.
Minus the dick.
You're like, hold the dick.
Yeah. Hold the dick, please. But it sounds very nice.
You know, it is. I mean, I hate to pat myself on the back, which I will. But it's, yeah, it's.
I mean, I've seen the videos. It looks very nice.
Yeah.
Minus the dick. I mean,
well, I mean, like a lot of people like the three-handed massage. Yeah,
I know it. I mean, I know Tink does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which that reminds me. What? I have to introduce us.
You do. You're do.
You're sidetracked by the doc massage here.
Hey.
No, I don't.
Hey. I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. So we gotta do the drum roll. Okay. So I want you to. I want to set it up properly, right? Okay. So we're gonna cue the very intense music.
Okay.
All right. Music has been cued. All right. So right now, I have these two beautiful people, and the mister of the couple is going to introduce themselves. Go ahead.
My name is Pedro Martinez, and I am one part of the host of the Kitchen Sink E&M and King podcast.
And I am the lovely Tink. I am the other half to Pedro and the other host of the Kitchen Sink E&M and King podcast.
She's the much better looking version.
Well, thank you. I will say.
I mean, you're very, very handsome too, Pedro. I mean,
Doc.
I mean,
that means a lot coming from a sexy chocolate man.
Hold the dick. A sexy chocolate man, hold the dick. Hold the dick. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I will let you hold it any day of the week. So you, hey, don't tempt me, girl. But shoot.
But, I'll hold my hand out. Here we go.
All right. Hold on. Let me.
Yeah. So he can do that because he's a shower.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a shower. I'm a grower.
I mean, you're kind.
I wish I was a shower. Like, you remember, you and I were in the same Telegram group. You were part of my Telegram group for content creators, and absolutely, somebody was discussing the penis implant. You remember?
Yeah.
Monroe.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would love to be hung like an elephant, where like when I'm flaccid, my junk is just like hanging there, just like. Gravity is just taking it down, like, you know, like.
Oh, trust me, I know. I mean, but listen, see, I've seen you, you know, because we're all content creators. Like, we've seen each other naked.
Yeah. I've seen your dick. You've seen my dick. Yes.
But like,
you have a very nice dick.
So do you, sir.
You both have very nice dicks.
I appreciate that.
I wish that I could like just hang, like you do.
I don't hang. Like, okay. So we should let Tink be.
I was just gonna say, I'm gonna need a comparison here. Like, I'm gonna need a, this is me just chilling, totally flaccid, and this is me hard. And I'm gonna do a comparison. I'm gonna have my chocolate version and my vanilla version.
she's like, I just stepped into Baskin Robbins and I got chocolate and I got vanilla.
Well, you know what's funny about that? When we first got into the swing lifestyle, her first crush was a black man.
It was? He was. Oh, I don't even know. I don't even know how to describe that. It just happened very naturally. And I think that's what took me by surprise. Like, I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white. I don't care. It just is my vibe that I pick off from you. And I don't know if it was because like he was like a little kid too, and we both like to like,
it's an ADD brain.
Yes.
Whoa, he was a little kid. He was a little kid. What?
No.
Wait, what?
He was not a little kid.
He acted like a little kid because they both have ADD.
Yeah. And okay, like the party sometimes would be overwhelming because he was the DJ and we did the photography. But I was always the girl walking around, obviously, with nothing really on. So everybody was eyeing me up the whole night. And me and him would just like escape and hide in the rooms for a little bit until people would like lose track of us.
Yeah. But like, I wish I could hang like him.
Okay. But here's the thing, though.
Okay. He was a baby elephant, right?
He was. Yeah. But now this is my thing. I want to ask you two. You're both guys.
Yeah.
Now, You're both saying you don't.
Yes. Let's I check.
I will find out if Doc here hangs similar to you or to our friend. But would you like if your dick had to like fall down your balls and like wrap around your butt cheeks almost?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Do you want to sit on your dick? Yes. Like, I feel like that might hurt.
I'd rather sit on my dick than my balls.
Did they not feel the same pain?
No.
I would make them feel the same pain.
100%. I would sit on my dick all day long compared to sitting on one of my nuts.
Hey, you guys, I already know that I have to get you guys back on the podcast. We're only 5 minutes into this. I'm like, I gotta get them back on. You guys are too great.
Welcome to our little world here.
Yes.
This is the shit. Like, this is how we talk to each other.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's why you guys have such a beautiful, like, oh shit, I sent the text message to the wrong person.
Oh no.
Oops. No, I didn't do that. I'm a professional.
Free dick pic.
You did that before.
Oh, dude, I did that on Snapchat.
Oh, not good. Well, if they're on Snapchat, they know what to expect.
And I sent it to like 8 people because I was driving and like my thumb was bouncing because I was driving my big truck. You know, I'm a truck driver. So
okay. I was
hitting and I thought I was just hitting hers.
Oh,
man. You
got messages?
I was getting messages like ding, 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 ding. I'm like, oh no, this isn't good.
Yeah.
But luckily,
they weren't bad.
It was all good. All good things.
Yeah.
You got thumbs up.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's good. That's good.
Even from a dude.
Well.
Okay, great.
Right? Like, all right.
Yeah, I felt pretty good about that one. I was like,
I love that.
Not even gay. And hey, I will take that compliment. Thank you, sir.
I will too. If a gay guy, which they do all the time, says that they like my junk, I feel good about that. You know,
I do so, really well with the gay guys.
You do.
I'm glad.
So I really wonder, though, if it's because they have this feeling or this drive to want to convert you over because they're like, this is a sexy man. I am going to make him mine.
I'm sure everybody else loves him too.
I think that's what it is. They want to convert you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They're like gay evangelists.
Yes.
Yes.
They're trying to evangelize you into gaydom.
Yep. Yes. They want you to enjoy the dick.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very much so. Okay. So the picture I sent, it's to a tweet, and I don't really post dick pics. So like this was a picture of Lucy Power holding my just popped a nut dick in her mouth or hand. So you can kind of somewhat see the length, I guess, or lack of it.
Did you send it to Telegram?
I did not. I sent it to your husband. I will send it to Telegram.
Yeah, my phone is recording the video right now.
Okay.
He's typing. Here it is. Here it is.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like the...
I think I've seen this picture before.
Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com bullsandqueens.com and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to this spicy episode. Oh, have you?
It's a tweet, then yeah.
Okay.
Is it part of your wallpaper on your phone, Tink?
I mean, if I would remember to close my phone at work when I put it down, maybe I would do that, but probably not a good idea for me because I forget things like that.
Okay, so if that's you soft, yeah, I would 100% want to be like that when I'm soft.
But I mean, it's not like, okay, I feel, okay, from your personal standpoint, as a woman, mm-hmm. Do you feel like that's like super hung? I don't feel like that's hung. I feel like that's like a regular flaccid dick.
I mean, I would say that, like, I kind of feel like you and Pedro are very similar size. Now it's hard to fully tell because her hand is on your cock. So, you know, and of course her mouth's on the other part. So
yeah,
I can't see the full thing, but I mean, to me, this is my preference range. So for me, I'm like, this is potentially like something that I could work with versus the ones that you guys are talking about where they're like elephant trunks hanging. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to touch that.
Yeah, okay. But see, the thing is, though, like, even if I didn't have, you know, a 9, 10, 11 inch dick, which I do not, I would still want to, like, be as girthy and almost as long as I am hard when I'm soft.
Right. Yeah. So you would rather not be the grower.
Yeah, I don't want to be a grower.
You just want to be a shower.
Yeah, like, I want to be able to walk around a lifestyle event with, you know, my... like 6-inch soft, you know, thing just swanging.
Just swanging.
Instead, I walk around like a fucking baby turtle.
No, that's only when it's cold.
It's cold when you're naked in a hotel.
True. Agree. Okay, so, okay. I had a conversation with our good friend, Amy. She's known in most circles as CA Unicorn Girl. And so she basically, we had this conversation a couple weeks ago, I think. We were on the phone and I was saying, man, Amy, I wish I was like hung like an elephant trunk. And she was like, well, you know what, Doc? You know, she has a sweet little baby voice. She's like, you know what, Doc? Okay, I don't butcher. But like, yeah, I'll talk regular. So she's like, you know what, Doc? Like, the guys that are showers, what happens is they don't fully get hard when they become erect, but the guys that are growers, they get harder, and you can actually feel it. And I was like, I did not know that.
Yeah. So, like, I've been with a lot of guys that are more on the shower or on the grower side versus the shower. One, I already like that to begin with, just because I like to be surprised and I like to make it grow. Like, that to me is one fascinating. And it's also one of those like, oh, I look what I did kind of thing. It's a weird thing for me. I don't know. But I did notice this, it's the same thing. Like, well, for whatever reason, I mean, maybe there's more blood flow. But you do, if you're just the grower, you do get harder. You're a lot more rigid, and you feel a lot like I can feel you more.
Yes. Yeah,
because I mean, that's like our friend that, you know, she had her first crush in the lifestyle. You know, he was like 11 inches, like 10, 11 inches. Mm-hmm. And like he had to hold his dick to fuck.
Yes. I legit watched him do that.
Like,
and he still wasn't like, I couldn't really say for sure if he was like hard because like it kind of bends.
Well, yeah. I mean,
like, that can't feel good.
Like, it's still bendy. Like if you try to bend my dick when it's hard.
Oh, no, that'll hurt.
It'll like crack and snapple and pop. You know, it's like
Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah.
We've had that happen one time. I was going a little too crazy.
Yeah.
You broke like, his dick.
I did not break it, but we heard a pop.
Yeah.
He was okay. There was nothing damaged. It was just a, let's not get so crazy.
Yeah. You must have been writing him, Tink.
I was. Yeah.
Okay.
It's you know that what curve I, you got to be careful of.
She thought yeah. I had an inch dick that day.
This is okay. This is what I learned when a woman is riding on top of me. I always hold onto her hips because I always want to make sure I control her movements.
Yeah.
You're too high. Come back down.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I do that a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because my dick. Hey, my dick must always remain in your pussy. Always. There must not be separation. No, no. Because nothing but bad things can happen in that scenario. Yeah.
Well, see, what kills me is I have a very prominent curve. Like
upwards, curve. Downwards, to the left, upwards. To the right.
Upwards. Like
towards him.
Yeah, like coming back towards like my belly button.
Okay, okay. Very prominent or just slight?
Pretty, it's prominent.
Yeah, it's like
it hits that A spot or the G spot.
Yeah,
like I mean, it does get the A spot too when you're D, prominent. But
she's like the A, B, C, D, E, F, and G.
It hits all of the spots.
If a woman is trying to like bounce her ass on me,
yeah, you got to be careful with that.
Like you got to watch because if it gets close to the opening,
it'll pop out.
It'll pop out because it's already like forcing itself forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so if that little bit of hip movement, if it just gets enough room, it's just gonna pop out and then they bam and it hurts.
Wow. Well, what's funny is like I have a list of do's and don'ts, and it will get into the topic here in just a moment, but so Lucy Power, the picture I just sent to you, so I tell all my ladies, you know, hey, these are my do's and don'ts, and I always ask them for their do's and don'ts. I feel like communication is definitely very vital and important, right? And so I basically told her, you know, yeah, some of my don'ts are, you know, don't jump off of my dick and land on it when you're writing me. And so Lucy, she is so beautiful. She's Australian, and so when you hear her voice, you just melt. And so like she's riding on top of me, and she's like, I'm not gonna try and do an Australian accent, but she's riding on top of me, right? And then she's very, very physical because she's like built like an athlete, right? And so she's like, oh, and then she jumps off and then down, and I was like, oh. And then she's like, I'm sorry, dog. She was like, I did exactly what you told me not to do. And I was like,
it's okay, Lucy.
Speaking of the high-pitched voice, I was like.
It would have been even funnier if she like played on her Australian accent and be like, he might. Are you okay?
I actually give you a C+ on that accent.
That's good. I'll take it. That's about what I got in school, so. It's passing.
He was like, I was a straight 2.0.
I was, man. I slept all day.
Oh, man. But hey, you guys, real quick, before we get into the topic, tell everybody how to find you and your podcast, which is awesome. And then also your little kinky ratchet. I don't want to say OnlyFans. I know you guys are gravitated away from there.
Yeah, we don't do OnlyFans anymore. You can find us on our website, which is thekitchensinkenmandkink.com. You can also find us on Facebook with the same name. We're on X. We have the podcast, which is KSENMNKinkPod, because X won't let me put podcast. And then my personal on there is POV_Pedro. And Miss Tink's is at PixieInDixie69 on everything.
Yeah, everything. Except for the OnlyFans, because I am moving everything over to Fansly so I can post everything I'd like to post, including whatever I'd like to wear.
Good job. Good job. And I remember when I got a free link to your OnlyFans, I remember the first post I saw was you were, what was it? You had a Parmesan cheese can, I think, and you were putting it in your pussy.
Yeah.
I was just like, So after the time. Yeah, after the 200th time that I watched it, I was
Were you disappointed when it was no longer there? Where did that video go?
I was just watching it because you're hot, but like I was like, but no, seriously, like I was looking at that, I was like, oh, she's putting that whole thing in her vagina. I was like, shit. And then here goes Pedro. Pedro's all cool on the microphone. He's like, go ahead, baby. You can do it.
Yeah.
I know. I'm our cheerleader.
He's like, we can get this in there. He's like, we can do this. Now, I will say it was not the big one like most people will think.
Yeah,
it was not the big one.
It was the small one.
It was the small one.
But that's what she said.
Tink does not dilate.
I don't.
Like a normal woman. So she has issues with girth.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I am a normal girth, by the way.
Yeah.
I like normal girth. Let's go for that.
Yeah, because yes. She does not like the Ring of Fire.
I don't. That is a hard no. If you want the Sahara Desert, that's how you're going to get it.
Yeah, so like when we do that segment, which is that's not a sex toy, we usually try to find something that can fit, but sometimes it's tough and we just try to make it fit.
Mm-hmm.
Like okay.
Bottle.
Yeah, we did a beer bottle.
There was, it just kept stopping.
Yeah. Like as soon as it got from the neck to like where it starts to round out into the bottle, mm-mm. Like right there at the base, it just would not go. Like no matter what we did, like I tried pushing on it and
it just would not go in.
Wouldn't go. But I am proud of her. She did a toy review. Well, actually two toy reviews now of some pretty girthy toys.
The one definitely was not my favorite.
And she was able to do it, but I think it was because they were soft.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
So they kind of like molded to her. And then when they got past that point, then they filled back out.
Yeah.
I love it. Hey guys, real quick. I want y'all to pose because we got to do a screenshot.
Okay.
People that are watching this, I mean, listening to this are like, what the hell? All right, so we're going to talk for a few minutes about your journey in the lifestyle, and then also we're going to actually flip the script. So usually when we're talking about interracial, usually we're talking about it from like the Black people standpoint or Latino or the Asian standpoint, right? And so we want to hear some of your pitfalls as it pertains to interracial. And let's keep it at that because I definitely want you guys back on a future episode.
Okay.
So real quick, either one of you guys or both two of you can tell us how you guys got started in the lifestyle and then tell us what has been your experiences as far as interracial and then also Tink you in regards to wanting smaller cocks or
yes,
medium cocks.
But I'll start off with how we got into the lifestyle and everything
that works because I'll go down the rabbit hole. Yeah. So
all right, so I was married before her and I met. I got divorced. When we got together, I told her, but as we were just talking, like I'm ethically non-monogamous. I'm into kink and BDSM. If you're not down with either of those, we can't do this. Like I put it all out front because I didn't want to waste my time. I was 30 years old, just got out of a 15-year marriage, you know, in relationship. She was young. She was 22 when we started dating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she was like, I'm really interested in the kink of BDSM, and I guess I'll try, you know, the ethical non-monogamy, because she didn't even really know what it was.
No.
So, you know, I explained a little bit, and I told her that, you know, like, it'll just be her and I until she feels comfortable. And that was about a year of us dating, and then we wanted to get into polyamory. Well, as we started talking to people and everything, she was like, I don't think I can do the feelings.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let's do swinging. She's like, okay, like I can just, you know, have sex and stuff and not have to have feelings. I'm like, yeah. So then we do that. She starts off as soft swap only because she came from some bad relationships with super controlling, jealous guys. And
I mean, like, it's a good assault. Like if I did anything, I was going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Okay. So eventually, after like 6 months or so of being in the lifestyle, going to hotel parties, we made a bunch of friends and like guys that she was comfortable with. We saw them like every other weekend. And I knew that she had interest in a couple of them. So finally, one day, I just told her, I'm like, you're going to go suck his dick.
Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode.
Yep. I remember it very vividly.
And I took her out in the hallway.
Oh, everybody was in the hallway.
Where he was, because it was the after party up in the hallway. There was a DJ and like 100 people in this hallway. He's standing up against the wall and I put her in front of him and I told her, I'm like, ask him. She's like, can I suck your dick?
Yeah, it came out so terribly.
And he must have been looking around like, is this really a question?
Yeah.
And so like, I don't even think he said anything. I think his pants just came down.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
So I take it that was a yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so she sat there and sucked his dick for like 15, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
He did not come.
Yeah. So
wow.
That's how her boy-girl journey got started. Mm-hmm. And then there was her first crush, our black friend, who was the DJ. She really liked him and totally would have fucked him, like even back in the soft swap days, but he was too big.
I got you.
So they just did soft swap stuff like pretty much every time they saw each other.
I got you. I got you.
So
unless he was being like taken down some other hall, we didn't see him.
Yeah. So we did that and we also started our poly journey shortly after getting into swinging, because then she changed her mind again and was like, I think I like feelings.
Shocker. Because, a woman changed her mind.
It was because of our friend.
Yeah.
Because she kind of like fell for him on more than just like a sexual level. So then she was like, okay, I can understand how you can have feelings for more than one person.
Yeah.
So then, you know, we've been doing the lifestyle for, it'll be 10 years this year.
Mm-hmm. And congratulations, a decade.
Yeah, man. It feels like just yesterday. And we've been polyamory for 7 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've had several girlfriends. Mm-hmm.
That we've shared
together. I've had a couple on my own. And she hasn't had any guys except, I guess you would say, you know, him. Even though you weren't really like girlfriend, boyfriend, but you acted like it every time. We
saw each other.
And that's kind of how our journey has gone. We've gone through almost every dynamic that you can think of. Mm-hmm. We've tried hot wifing. It's not really our thing.
No.
We've tried, you know, full swap, same room,
separate room,
place separately. Mm-hmm. Hot husbanding.
That one's fun.
Which we really enjoy that.
Oh, yeah.
Because she has a reclaiming kink.
My pussy's all like, give me that fucking dick when you're done.
Yeah. Where as me,
it doesn't really care
if she fucks a guy. I don't have that reclaiming thing.
No, he's like, I mean, I'll have you tomorrow or maybe the next day. We're like, as soon as he's done fucking another female, I'm like, give me that fucking dick right now. We're going.
But see, I have this thing where I don't want to be second or third.
Yeah.
Or fourth, fifth, whatever. Like, if I'm not first, I'm out. Like, that's just how I am. I've always been that way.
Is there a certain time frame from when Tink has gotten the last dick that was not Pedro's to when you become first?
If it's somebody that I'm not friends with, like if I'm not good friends with them, it's usually about 24 hours.
Okay. Okay. So now, like a 24-hour cleanse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if I'm friends with the person.
Like me?
Yeah. Like a good friend of ours that we talk about on the show sometimes, Juan the pool boy.
Oh yeah, Juan.
He's like one of my best friends. I've fucked her like
right after
30 minutes later.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's just how comfortable I am with that guy. Like, okay. If I don't know the guy, then
you just kind of feel awkward.
Yeah. And like I don't really watch her. Okay. So I don't know what they do, you know, how they're acting or whatever. So for me being a dominant, you know, and we have a BDSM dynamic in my brain, I kind of have to have that, like, I have to have that time to let that other guy disappear.
I got you.
You know, because I can't say that I own her if some other guy was literally
in her.
Yeah.
Yeah. That so, makes sense.
I mean, even if he wasn't like technically owning me, it was the fact that he was in me. We were doing things together.
Right.
That was your time that you would have with me. It was where you're like,
Yeah. So I just kind of need that like 24 hours or so to like let that get out of my head and kind of reclaim her in the kink and BDSM aspect. It's not so much the physical reclaiming, it's the mental. Okay, you're my submissive again.
Okay, I got it.
Because when we swing, we put that on hold.
Right.
Like, when we go to a party, I'm not her master. She's not my slave. Mm-hmm. Like, we're there to swing. You know?
Okay.
I don't want to be a cock block, and she don't want to be a vag block. So, you know, we just do our own thing. And then after the event, we reconnect on that level.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. So that makes sense, you know. And these are some of the things that people that are new to the lifestyle, or they are learning about it, or heck, you know, maybe they've been in the lifestyle for a while. These are some of the questions that people don't know to ask, because, you know, you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And it took us 10 years, I mean, to figure all this out. You know, it wasn't like we figured it out in the first year or two.
No, it was definitely like a trial and error of like, nope, that didn't work. Lots of communication and talking everything out. Just because you go through so many different things between your emotions and the things that you've done and how each person responded to whatever happened when you went to these events.
Yeah, because I mean, like, I'm the first one to be totally brutally honest with people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we almost quit swinging 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, because we had a major issue when we first started with Tink saying one thing and then afterwards being upset about it or changing her mind or whatever, mm-hmm. which would cause issues. You know, and it's like, you can't sit there and say X, Y, and Z and then get mad when X, Y, and Z happens.
Yeah.
Like, how this works.
Yeah.
I get it.
You know, because she was very selfish in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was all about her. Like, she wanted all the attention, and then would get upset if I got any attention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I told her,
I'm like, that shit is not going to fly.
No. I mean, that was definitely my like rookie mistake, because like looking back now, I'm like, yeah, no, that's not how this would work at all. Like, that's just ridiculous. But that was basically me being naive, not learning, and just having a rookie mistake and learning from that on how to work through it. And now, you know, identifying that.
We were also very young, too. I mean, for swinger standards.
Yes.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Like, I actually learned how to communicate.
And control your emotions.
Yes.
And, you know,
that's it's
controlling your emotions and being able to communicate without conflict.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, I think that this whole lifestyle journey is evolution. And how we start off the journey isn't how we end it or even the midpoint of it, because we can all have rules and thoughts on how we're going to do a thing. And then it starts to change as we evolve to our environment that we're in.
Right. Exactly. And that's how it should be. Like, I'm very wary of couples or people that are in the lifestyle that, you know, have been in one type of dynamic forever.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't tried other things. You know, it's like, this is just what we do. We're not open to anything else. I kind of steer away from those people, because if you haven't experienced anything else, you have no idea what you actually like or don't like.
Yeah. Exactly.
And exactly. To me, that says one person in that couple
is controlling
what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So let's pivot. And we've learned a little bit about how you guys got involved in the lifestyle. So tell us, what are some of the hangups that you guys get as a white gentleman, a white lady in the lifestyle, as it pertains to the interracial dynamic?
I'll let Tink start with this, because hers is a little more in depth than mine.
So I guess the thing that I've noticed for me is that I do attract men, a lot of men. But what I have noticed is I'm different than most women, because of the fact that I am not looking for the huge BBC. I'm looking for, I can't use an arm. I need something smaller, not as girthy. And unfortunately, a lot of the gentlemen that I do come across, they are packing what huge BBC. I can't really do much with that. I mean, I can do a little bit with my mouth, but even my freaking mouth is small. And there's only so much that will open. And that's what kind of gets annoying for myself. But I have found that it can be a little bit of a struggle for me, because I do attract these handsome men, and I can't necessarily offer what they may be seeking from me. And that sometimes I think upsets them. Just because I can't do what all these other ladies get to do or want to do with them. And I'm like, I want to, because I might hit it off with them, because, yeah, you know, we're vibing, just like I had with our friend who is a DJ. But it will limit me if they have something that they're packing that I can't use the way that they would like to use with me. And that's not saying I wouldn't want to with them. I know my body's limits, and my body's going to say, I can't do this.
Yeah. And what upsets me as her partner, and this goes for swinging and in the content world, when guys get shitty with her,
yeah, because
they think she's being racist or whatever, you know, that she doesn't like black guys. And like, I just want to reach out and show them the videos of her sucking a black dick. Like, it ain't that she don't like black guys, but, you know, she's not one of those girls that is just looking for huge dick.
No.
Yeah.
You know, and in the content world, that's really a hindrance, you know, because as we all know, there's not a lot of slightly above average content creator males.
There really isn't. Because the ones that you do find, and they're not even, you will find those slightly above average but they are not content creators. They're right. just, hey, I seen a post on X that says, show me your dick. They're posting their picture. I'm like, oh, I can work with that. I get excited. And then I go, it has no profile picture and it's only been there for like half a year. So I'm like, well, that didn't help me at all.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, that's definitely an issue. For me, I don't know what it is. I have always been attracted to Black women, like forever, and Hispanic women, but they will flirt with me all night long. Like, I can, my flirt game is strong.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the end of the night and it's time to play, it never fails that they go off with another Black guy.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like Black women, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them do not like to play interracially.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's a societal thing or a culture thing, or it's just their dynamic thing, you know, like maybe their husbands or whatever don't want them playing with white guys. But I have yet in 10 years to play with a Black woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Because, like, I'm friends with hundreds of them.
Okay. Because, like, what I've seen is with Black males and Black females, I've seen it's almost like an inverse relationship, right? Because it's very rare to get a Black dude that's swinging or he's creating content and he's not going to film with a white girl. you know, like, that's very rare, you know. Right. Heck, you know, any girl of any ethnicity, like most Black dudes I know, hey, white, Black, Latina, Asian, I'm gonna film with you if you're fine.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play but with you. I mean, you
like,
if you're
that's
fine.
How I am too. Like, you know, I will play with anybody that I'm vibing with.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't matter at all. It depends on how you get along with them. Because if you're not really hitting it off, it doesn't matter, you know, if they're white or if they're Black, if they're Asian, it doesn't matter. But if you are just absolutely loving the space that you're sharing with them and you're vibing together, like, ooh, it's perfect and it doesn't matter.
Yeah. But unfortunately, in my circumstance anyway, there's just always something that deters them from wanting to actually play with me. Like, I've literally sat at a bar for 4 hours chatting with a beautiful Black woman. And, you know, I asked her to go play and she said that she has to go check, you know, if that'd be all right. And then the next time I see her, she's off with another Black guy going to a playroom.
Okay. Okay. and this happened multiple times.
Every time.
Okay. Let me ask you this, because like me and you, we've had private conversations as well before the past, Pedro. Do you have you ever made a post where you're like, hey, looking for a Black woman creator?
I do not want to be the guy that people say are fetishizing Black women.
Okay.
Because I can see how it could be taken that way when, I mean, I don't feel like I fetishize Black women or any race of woman, but there are women that I would really love to be able to play with just because, like, I love the Hispanic women because they have that sultry, sassy, Poppy. Sexy, you know, that whole vibe. Yeah. And
oh my God, time out. I still remember Dr. J. Dr. J. Oh my God.
Dude, I am looking forward to that opportunity as well, my friend.
I not once but twice for me.
I know.
Like, I had to get seconds.
That's probably why I couldn't play with her at Pod Bash.
taken up all the time. He's like, I'm sorry, I had to book another appointment. You're going to have to reschedule.
I'm not going to lie. I could not keep my hands off that woman. Even like when we were playing, okay. I seen her out in the lobby. I was just making out with her.
So, sir. So okay, apparently, okay. I'm just going to be walking in Doc Chocolate's shadows here because, okay, Amy.
Okay.
Dr. J. J. Lee.
Okay.
Brenna.
Yep. How could you forget?
Who else am I missing here? Like, all these
Hot women, Hill.
All these women that I want to play with and who want to play with me.
Yeah.
Have all played with Doc Chocolate.
I mean, I just do what I do, I guess. I mean, I just found myself in certain encounters, and I just gonna say no. I mean, I'm
gonna say you and my boy Mars Black.
Okay, okay. I love Mars.
You and Mars are like my kryptonite when it comes to getting to women first. Because if there is a woman on this planet that I want to play with, you or him are going to do it first. And that's no joke.
Oh, man. I can't help it. All the ladies that we mentioned, I had been chatting with them probably about 6 months to a year. I think Amy was the longest. Well, no, actually, she was about maybe 3-4 months. But like the only person that I really had just met maybe about a week or two was Dr. J. Because she wasn't on Twitter as of that moment. And so
the Telegram group, though. And yes. I was chatting her up for months, bro.
Yeah. Probably since like we were added to that group leading up to.
Oh, yeah. She was event. like one of the first women I started chatting with.
Yeah.
When we got in the Front Porch Swingers Telegram group.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, initially when I saw her, I was like, I almost didn't reach out to her because I was like, she seems like the type of person to just shoot you down and not hesitate in doing it. That's those what I gauged, right? But then I was like, you know what? Let me shoot my shot. I was like, because she posted some pictures and she had this like beautiful smile and these beautiful lips.
Gorgeous and smile.
She's just gorgeous. And her eyes.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. And like,
I'm all about her legs and her booty, man. Like, she's like ideal. Her calves are great.
We are too. We're just being like gentlemen here.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm a girl.
Hey, Pedro Tink, I'm not gonna lie. I may have licked that ass once or twice or a couple times. I mean, I'm not gonna lie because she was doing this like little twerk thing when she was like I was eating her pussy out from behind and she did this little twerk thing and I was like,
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, like that is definitely on the menu.
We're so bad. I love the fact that Tink, I know you're bi, so like I know you get what we're saying.
I know you get
what Tink would eat her ass too.
I would. Shit.
Man. Let's eat it at the same time.
Yo, that'd be hot.
All three of us.
Turns.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We can make it a game. Dr. J, you know who it is?
Let's play. Whose tongue is that in my asshole?
Where is that?
That'd be a great game for Pod Bash.
Oh my god.
Who's ribbing me?
Who's ribbing me?
Oh, shit. Oh man.
We have to make that a special segment on our podcast.
Oh my god.
Who's ribbing me?
That would be awesome.
Well, what's funny is, I've been talking with a couple ladies, and there's a couple ladies that want to rim me, right? And I have no issue with that whatsoever, but, like, I'm kind of nervous because, you know, I'm Doc Chocolate, but I don't want any woman to be rimming me and get some real chocolate on their tongue or anything like that.
And it's all about preparation.
Yeah. You just got to do a lot of preparation and cleaning and you'll be good.
I'll give you my little secret.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. In the shower, get your finger lubed up with some soap. and just right there at the opening, you're good to go.
Okay. And I, in fact, do that. So, yeah. Like, I got this thing.
Yeah.
So, like, okay. So, guys, and I know this is TMI. Well, hell, I've said that before in the podcast, but, like, I wash my asshole 3 times in the shower before I even play. And this is not even, you know, you're going to rim job me, right? And then the last time I'm, you know, you know, kind of in there, you know, I'm not going all the way in there, maybe to like maybe the first digit. And I'm just kind of, you know, making sure there ain't no residue or anything like that. And, you know,
unless she's got a smells like an inch long tongue, you're good. I mean,
dude, I do not want a tongue in my asshole. You can rim me, but I do not want the tongue in my asshole. Like, I will be mortified. Yeah, like the chicks behind me just gagging.
We need to revisit this.
Yes.
After you have
it happen. We need to revisit
have it
that.
Done. And then
so what'd you think?
Tell us what you actually thought about it.
I mean, like, I've had my ass eaten or rimmed, whatever you call it, 2 or 3 times before, but like never in the content world. It was always in, you know, just swingerdom. Right. Mm-hmm. And like the first time a lady did it, I was like totally surprised because, you know, she's licking my balls and, you know, kind of going in the perineum area. And then she's like, "Woo!" And I was like, "Whoa, hey, they're missing." I was like, OK, well, you know, I didn't stop her because it feel good. And then she went to go kiss me afterwards. And I was like, can you mouthwash real quick? I know that was terrible, but I was just a young man back then. And so, like, the second time it happened, you know, I had just got into a house party and they were playing this game. And so they're like, Doc, they weren't calling me Doc then, they're calling me my real name. And they're like, "Hey, Doc, come play this game where you like take like a fucking piece of paper with like some random dare or some shit like that," right? And so the dare that was on it, like right when I walked in the door, I hadn't had a drink, I hadn't had a puff of anything. It was like, okay, the three ladies that are to the right of you, left of you, or whatever it said, they have to get you off. And then I was like, okay. And so three ladies immediately jump up and they like strip me naked. And there's literally like 20 or 30 people in this like living room just watching, right? And I'm an exhibitionist, you know? And so I'm just like, okay, whatever, par for the course, yay. And so they strip me naked, right? And so like one woman is making out with me and then the other woman is like sucking my dick. And then the other woman, she's like, "Oh, I ain't got no place to go." So she goes right in my ass. And I was like, you know, I'm standing up and I'm like this, I'm like, you know, I was like, no, you know, I'm clenching my booty cheeks, you know, and like she comes to see me later on at the nighttime and she's like, "Hey, I have a piece of your DNA in me." And I was like, "Ew." Well, I didn't say that. I thought that in my head. I was like, "Ew."
Damn. Yeah, like that's so, okay. Pro tip, ladies. That is not a fucking
That is not a pickup line
at all. No, because the first thing I'm going to think of is fuck child support. Just saying.
Now I'm over here thinking it's a little bit of chocolate.
I mean, that too, but you know, the first thing that would come to my mind is fuck child support. You know. I already got enough bills to pay. Shit.
It's like I'm putting this in the Ziploc bag.
Yeah, man.
I'm saving this. This is evidence. Exhibit one, Your Honor.
Yeah, we'll see. And now that's the shit that you as a black man have to worry about in the lifestyle and shit.
What about
more so than us white guys? You know,
about
false accusations and shit.
What about pregnancies or
false accusations, you know, that the woman didn't consent or this or that?
I'd say I'm the only time I've ever felt that, right, is I've never really felt like a woman would try to, you know, like falsely accuse me of something. And I mean, it helps because for the most part, I like to
play with couples versus just single ladies unless I know them. But I do know, and I was telling a lady that I was interviewing earlier today for the podcast, and she's a Black woman. And I was telling her that one of my first partners in the lifestyle was a white lady. And back then I was 36. And so this chick was 9 years younger than me. So she would have been 27. And she was married to a Black guy. So they're in an interracial marriage. And so me and her, we were out here in Vegas and we go to our little hotel rendezvous. And she likes it kind of rough, right? And so she's telling me, okay, you know, I'm sucking on nipples. And she's like, all right, bite my nipples. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, bite them harder. And I'm like, okay. And then, you know, it's like, you know, she's like, bite it harder. And she's being more aggressive. And, you know, it feels like I'm putting my teeth into a steak, Tink and Pedro. And, you know, she's telling me, bite it harder. And I'm like, no, I will not bite it harder because I'm going to bite your nipples off. And then all of a sudden in my head, I'm thinking in my head, right? Okay, I'm this Black dude and I done bit off this white girl's nipples and it's just bleeding everywhere, and obviously we gotta call the medics, and then obviously the police are gonna get called, and that does not look good for a Black man that bit off a white woman's nipples. Nothing good is going to come out of that for me. And so that's where I was kind of thinking in my head, like,
I mean, I read us a it wasn't a study, but it was about the prejudice in the lifestyle. And it said that there is a higher percentage of false accusations against Black men compared to white men in the lifestyle. And now, if I remember right, it was done back in like 2008 or 2009, something like that. So, it's been quite a while since that's been written. Now, the only thing I worry about in today's world is if I play with a Black woman and she gets mad at me, you know, for some reason, now it's almost like the roles reversed because, you know, there's a lot of hate on straight white men these days and we're pretty much guilty until proven innocent now. You know, so the roles are kind of reversed in 2024 than what they were, you know, a decade ago. So that makes me a little nervous. Not going to lie.
Yeah, I would say that just men in general, you know, whether they're white or Black.
We always have the target on our back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that just men in general, they just need to be more proactive in making sure that they don't put themselves in situations like that, right? So, I remember, you know, like many people know, I used to be a pastor back in the day during most of my 20s. And one of the rules of thumbs that we had was, you know, if you're a male, you don't take a woman into a room all by, you know, herself. You know, you always have, you know, another party present. And, you know, they do that for, you know, gynecology, OBGYN. You know, if you're a woman and your OBGYN is a male, he always has, you know, a female nurse or whoever with him. You know,
they even actually do it with the female doctors now, too. If you're doing just a one-on-one conversation, it could be just you and the doctor. But if they're going to do any testings or any kind of swabs or anything like that, they are going to have someone else come in.
Well, that's because there's a lot of bi and lesbian women now.
That makes sense.
It didn't used to be that way. And it now is recently. I've noticed, I only noticed it because, you know, I recently went to the gyno, make sure everything's okay. Okay. And I was like, this is a pattern now that I've noticed. It was just her and I talking, and then we moved in further for the procedure of what we needed to do, and she brought in someone else. I'm like, oh, okay. And it's, you know, making sure you've got more people in the room.
And I like that because, you know, if there's more people in the room, like you can't really, I mean, yeah, you can still falsely accuse somebody of something, but it's very hard for you to accuse somebody if there's another person in the room, you know? Right. That's why I like couples, you know. I mean, if the husband's there, you know, you can't say that I raped your wife in front of you, you know, right. And you sit there like a little bitch and let me rape your wife. You can't say that.
No.
I mean, you know? He could, technically.
I mean, you could, but I mean,
he could just say that you were intimidating him and he couldn't say anything or whatever. But I mean, and like, this is a big reason why I don't do kink play with swinger people. Like, I have to be pretty good friends with you to do a BDSM type scene. You know, so like with Amy, you know, we did a BDSM scene that you fucking ditched us.
I did not ditch you.
I trust Amy, you know, and I know she has a history of, you know, being involved in BDSM and stuff like that. And it can be verified. So I feel comfortable doing those things with her. But if some random woman came up to me and was like, Pedro, I know that you're a dominant, I want you to do X, Y, and Z to me, I'd be like, I'm sorry. You know, like, I need to get to know you a lot better first before I do any of that. You know, because there's so many guys out there that will just be like, oh, I'm an Uber Dom, I'll dom you, you know, and the women are happy with that as long as they have a good experience. But I'm not going to put myself in that situation.
I feel like they really won't have that great of an experience, to be honest.
Well,
because I feel like
if they don't really know what to experience,
they're going to think it's good.
Yeah. And there's a lot of swingers who want to dabble in BDSM. So the smallest thing could be a great experience for them.
Right.
Where a scene with me, like, I would have to dial it way the fuck back.
Yes.
You know, to give them that more vanilla experience. And then it's no fun for me.
No.
Yeah. I saw you roll your eyes when you said that. You're like, a vanilla experience.
I'm like, I don't, why am I doing this?
Yeah. Why am I even here?
I've been in BDSM for 22 years. So to do a very mild vanilla-ish, you know, scene with somebody does nothing for me, especially if they don't want me to teach anything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind teaching, but I don't want to just top for somebody that's brand new.
I get that.
You know, like, if I can't make you black and blue, then I'm not interested.
Hey,
beautiful colors.
And trust me, like, I had a pleasant conversation with Amy. So, and speaking of that, like, yeah, I feel comfortable with her as well. I spent about 4 days with her at her hotel room. So, and I would have never done that if it was with another woman that, you know, I just kind of just somewhat knew.
Right.
Because I could trust her. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so she was like just giggling. She's like, oh my God, dog, my ass is black and blue. Well, she didn't say all that, but she was like, oh my God, I just had all these like bruises.
It made her excited. Like,
She loved that. And I know you guys have talked about it on your podcast, but on the next podcast that you guys are on when we're talking, because I definitely had to get you guys back on for a part two. I want to talk more about your BDSM as well and all that, because like, you guys, it was so sexy when like I met Pedro and Tink in Vegas at Pod Bash, and Pedro was doing this session with Miss Tink and Miss Amy, and I kind of barged my way in and they put me in the cut chair to watch, and I was just watching these two ladies and I was like, just had my mouth and my jaw open, and like, even I even called this goofy guy, sir. I was like, yes, sir. And the two ladies are laughing on the bed. And then he looks at them, he's like, I didn't give you permission to laugh. And then I left. And then because I thought I was supposed to play with two other chicks that were in my room. And then I got to my room and they were playing with each other and they didn't want me in the mix.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, shoot, I can't go back to Peter on Tink's room because I'll be disturbing them. And I was like, and then the next day, Peter was like, dude, what the fuck? You just left. And I was like, I was like, FML.
Yeah. So, and I told you in a private conversation after that, that you could have just came and knocked on the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
right back in the scene.
Yeah, but I didn't want to be that guy where it's like,
yeah, but see,
you interrupted me.
But I already had it planned because you were there for so long.
Yeah.
I was already going to implement you into the scene. And then you left. So then I had to change my scene and what I was going to do again.
Again.
So if you would have came back, I would have just put it back to the original, you know.
But see, Doc didn't know that.
No, he didn't know. But,
but now he does.
Yeah. See, yeah. I'm not one of those people that is going to be upset or like, oh, how dare you interrupt me during my BDSM session.
Don't you know who I am? You're Pedro the Punisher. You're Pedro, you're not Pedro the Punisher, you're Pedro the motherfucking Punisher.
I am, but I'm also Pedro the motherfucking friend. You know, and I do nice things for my friend. So I was going to have you involved with these two sexy ladies while I was like whipping the shit out of them.
Don't remind me. Don't remind me.
He will.
It's really hard to scream in pain when you got a dick in your mouth. You know what I mean?
Oh. Yeah.
Remind me.
So you're saying I said I could have had some of that chocolate.
Yeah, you could have had some chocolate.
Don't remind me. Don't remind me. Oh my God. See, it's my way right now.
In for all the shit that you rub into my face every day on X. Like, oh, look who I'm shooting with today. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Check that off my list. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Honestly, I don't shoot with that many women. Women. Yeah. I've been told that I say woman incorrectly. I'm supposed to say women.
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 You shoot with all the women's.
Oh,
you have a very vast catalog, sir.
I mean,
for only being a content creator for what, 3 years? Two years?
One and a half.
One and a half.
Wow.
Let me say, wow.
Who's a hoe?
Hey, I won't disagree with you on that.
In
but
one
like,
and a half years, you have slept with more women than I have in 10.
How many women do you think I've slept with?
I know you've done 70 scenes.
Oh, okay. We'll keep it at that.
He's like, oh, crap. The math is mathing. Never mind.
And I know some of those you've done multiple scenes, but still, I'm going to say even if you did 55 different scenes with different women, you have slept with more women in 1.5 years than I have in 10.
Shit. I am a whore. I am a whore. Yeah. Like I've done about 140.
140 total?
Yeah. Somewhere in that range. I got to count it up. But like
at Podbash, it was 70.
Was it?
Yeah. That's what you told me. It was 70 for the first year.
That was only in September.
Well, no, that wasn't up to September, though. Was it 70 by the time September rolled around? Or yeah, I definitely haven't done 70 in that time frame. I've done maybe if you average about 15 a month. So that's...
I don't even fuck Tink 15 times a month.
Well, that's because I keep getting broken.
She's keeping her vagina fresh for you.
Well, I break it every time, and then it's like 3 days to 5 days before we can do anything again.
Oh shit! So Tink needs it more slower, or
well, that's why she likes little dicks.
Yeah,
because okay.
I don't have to really worry as much, and we were good for a while.
Yeah, like if you can't hit her cervix, she's good.
Yeah.
Okay. But
me and you, we can hit her cervix, mm-hmm. So we have,
yeah.
You have to pay attention with what you're doing.
Okay. I feel like it just needs to be more sensual and slower, and the guy needs to take time. Like, you're definitely not somebody that should be pounded with a longer the dick. It should be sensual, and they should go by your body language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not a sensual person. That's why she gets broken.
Okay. I gotcha. Hey, just throwing the hint out there. I am sensual. But anyways, so
I'm gonna write that down on my phone. I have a sensual one right here.
Sensual. And
I got you.
Put you in there. Yeah, so if you ever run into the ladies that like it really rough, you know, your boy is really rough.
I got you. I know you're rough. I saw you. I was like, God dang, like I'm a chocolate brother, and it's hard to make us blush. And I was watching you. You did. It wasn't to Tink. It was to Amy. You did rubber band thing on her
her asshole.
Yeah, on her asshole. I was like this. I was like,
I think I had the best seat. Well, I mean, technically the back was probably really nice too. But I got to see all of her facial expressions every time she got snapped with one.
And
you'd be like, oh. And like her eyes would pop, and she would just come like closer to me, and then, you know, go back down on me. And then it would happen again. And it was just amazing to watch her with each little sting she would get.
Jeez. Oh my God. I love it. So, all right. Well, you guys, I'm going to get in contact with you guys, get you guys back on. I do have to run to be more of a male whore
tonight. Yeah, okay.
You gotta get on that.
Can you say who you're going to film with, or is it a surprise?
Yes, it is.
See if this is someone else on my list.
It's with Vanna, not Vanna White. Damn. I was like, he got Vanna?
Shit. I would that's way out of my league.
That's way out of all of our leagues. I mean, so it's Mama Bombshell, and she has a daughter, and it's her real daughter, but they don't film together.
Okay.
And
I don't know if I've seen them yet.
I'll have
to wait for your Twitter posts to see.
The Bombshell part sounds familiar to me, but not the rest of it. So I'm like trying to figure out if I've seen it before or not.
Okay.
I'll have to wait for the Twitter post to see if it's gonna go on my list or not.
All right.
I mean, they're both hot.
I'm sure they are. I mean, you only play with the fucking hot women, so that's why I'm always like a step behind.
No, you played with Tink before, and I haven't played with Tink. Like, she's super hot. So you see, you got me beat.
One out of 144.
Just trying to make it better. You've got two.
He's like, of course, motherfucker, that's my wife.
Let me ask you this real quick, Doc.
Okay.
Because this is something that I wanted to bring up, but I think we should talk about more on the next time.
Okay. But
do you feel that in today's lifestyle and today's content world, that you kind of have a leg up on, say, someone like me when it comes to finding collab partners because you are a sexy chocolate man?
I love being the sexy chocolate guy. I do. I do, if I'll be honest with you. I feel like from what I've seen, there's a hierarchy, right? And so I feel like it's driven. And let me not even just say from content, right? Because like content and porn is driven by the demographic that buys it, which is typically going to be a white male, 30s, 40s, 50s, in that demographic. But then in the lifestyle, I do see that as well. So, like, I feel like at the top of the food chain, right? And are we just talking about males, or are we talking about everybody?
Yeah, like me and you.
Okay. So
if you have an easier time.
Yeah. I feel like if you're looking at just males, I feel like black males are at the top. And then, and we're just talking about heterosexual. So we're not talking about, you know, homosexual males. So black men, and then white men, and then I feel like white and Latin men are about the same. And then I feel like lower down on that ring would be Asian men.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
You know? So I feel like it's, you know, black, and then white, Latino, and then Asian is like way down at the bottom, Asian men. But then obviously if you're an Asian woman, like
you're at the top.
You're at the top. Mm-hmm. You know, so I feel like that's what it is, you know. And I love the fact how we can have like a very non-PC conversation.
You know, it's just the fact of the world. I mean, this is the lives that we live. You know, These are the facts. Because like, and it goes as far as like our Twitter marketing too. Like your Doc Chocolate, you know, BBC.
Yeah.
I'm Pedro the Punisher, because even though you and I have very, very similar size cocks, I can't call myself a BWC, because at my size, they'd be like, no, you're not that's not big.
I feel like they would though.
For the posts of the guys that are white that I see that are like, oh, I've got this huge dick. Like, I'd be like, how did that even happen? Because that would be what I would find on a black guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that on a white guy.
For a white guy to be considered big dicked, like you're talking almost 9 inches
or more. And they're girthy too.
Okay. And I feel that like that's a misconception, right? Because like if you look at like studies over, you know, like different ethnicities and cock sizes and all that, I forget what the numbers were, but black guys literally have like on average maybe 2 or 3 millimeters longer than a white male. And then because I think it was like black Less males. Well, yeah. But I mean, that's just like, you know, but that's just like comparing, you know, like NBA stars. Right. If you take that segment of the population of people that play in the NBA. Yeah. You know, the average NBA player is like 6'6", 6'7". Right. But that's not the average man's height. You know, you can see a bunch of 6'7" dudes walking around, you know? And so I feel like in the porn world, that's what you have, is you have the NBA of dick sizes. Mm-hmm. Cause like when I would go to lifestyle parties, I was always like one of the biggest dudes out there, you know, talking about cock wise. Right. And then I got to lifestyle and porn. With me. Yeah. Well, I came to lifestyle and porn. And
I was always like, the smallest.
Really?
Yes. Oh,
okay. Well,
and I mean, I'm not small.
Yeah.
Smallest by quite a bit, usually.
Okay. Okay.
And that goes for white and black guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. Yeah. I'll come out to the East Coast with you, brother.
Man, that's,
but
like, it's no joke out there. Like, it's rough.
Yeah. He's like, it's rough out in these streets. So, yeah. but yeah. Yeah. So, hey, guys, it was a pleasure. One more time, I want y'all to go ahead and tell people how they can find you two lovely people.
Okay. You can find us together at the Kitchen Sink, ENMandKink.com. Or if you want to see our podcast and all the naughty shit that we do on camera, you can go to fansly.com/KSENMandKink podcast. And if you just want to see the hot one do all her naughty shit, you can go to fansly.com/PixieInDixie69. And of course, on
all the
Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, it's KSENM and Kink Podcast, or KSENM and Kink Pod on Twitter, because they're stupid.
I love it. I love it. And y'all, make sure y'all check it out, because Tink is an absolute bombshell. And so she's absolutely beautiful. You're welcome. And, you know, Pedro, he's all right. But like, no, he's a handsome guy. He's a handsome guy. You guys will love his content, and you'll love both of their content. So make sure y'all check out their content. Make sure you check out their spicy stuff. Pedro is really, in my personal opinion, as a novice, he's a BDSM expert. So check that out, y'all. So anyways, this is Doc Chocolate. Until next time, y'all be blessed. You guys make sure you support each other and make love and not war. And we will see you on the next episode. Bye.
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 Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.